So what's your pitch to gamers? Like, if you had to tell them why they have to try this game, what do you think you'd say to them?
Well, I think the core of it is really the setting that's going to set it apart, is that you haven't, and that's the thing I hear from so many people when they see it, is, well, I've never seen a game in this setting before. I wonder why not. So I feel like, you know, setting a game in a cult back in, you know, the 1970s, is really different and unique, and hooks a lot of people that way. And then when I say, oh, and by the way, the nature of the cult changes every time you play and you need to figure out what the nature of the cult is this time, then they're like, well, I've never seen that before. So those are the things that tend to grab people. I do also think that people who are into top-down, you know, action, stealth, action infiltration type of games, sort of like old Metal Gear, often bring up as a comparison, that's not an audience that is being served particularly right now either. Like, there aren't many games that are doing top down stealth stuff. Like, maybe you have Monaco would be a good example, a few others. But, you know, and marrying it with narrative in this way isn't something you've seen a lot as well. So I hope somewhere in that cocktail of features and ideas, players are going to find something to latch onto. But I'm also honest that, you know, I don't think it's a game for everybody necessarily. It's not, that's sort of the advantage of being an indie, is you don't have to make the game that's going to, like a Halo 5 or something that has to sell 10 million copies and just appeal to almost everyone who has an Xbox. You know, here we can make something that, you know, is a little more extreme in what it's portraying, and a little darker and a little weirder. But not everybody has to like it in the end of the day. But, you know, hopefully a bunch do.